We're continuing with the Netivot Shalom. We had seen last time, the Netivot Shalom had posed many questions on the sin. The nation comes complaining over the man, and they get bitten by serpents. And then the Netivot Shalom asked, why? Why this punishment? Why is it that when the nation davens, when Moshe davens, the serpents don't go away, but rather they get a cure? Hashem says, build a copper serpent, and those that are bitten can look up and get cured. Why? And why is this sin different than all the other ones? Where here, the punishment remained. And he explained that the idea here was, they were complaining about how God runs the world. And they were coming and saying, yeah, you're giving us food and water, but we don't like it. Okay. So they're complaining about how Hashem is running the world, saying this isn't the way we'd like it. And the idea of Ezehu Ashir Asamech B'chelko, happiness stems from a person being happy with his lot. He said that is the essence of a Jew, to be happy with his lot, which is that Hashem runs the world. Meaning a person can live his life wagging his finger at heaven. We had a student like that here. Whenever he'd get upset, he'd literally wag his finger at heaven, lift his fist at heaven. Ribbon Shalom, what are you doing to me? It's a scary sight. You know, it's the type of thing you read about. The Netivot Shalom says, our task here is to be a sameach b'chalko, to attain happiness with our lot. And one of the worst sins is when a person in his heart disagrees with God. Like, God, I wish I could show you how to run the world. And that is the opposite of a person, of the task of a Jew. And in such a scenario, a person is never happy. This is also an explanation of what our sages taught. Asara nisyonot nitnasa Avram Avinu. Avram was tested 10 times. V'amad bechulan. He stood up to each of the tests. Lo'odia kam chibatosh l'Avram Avinu. This shows us how much was Avram Avinu's love. Delechora b'nisyonot shaita lo b'chira k'mo b'ur kasim uv'akidam muvan ha'chashivut shamat b'nisyon. You take some of the tests, you realize he had a choice. They asked him, bow or be thrown into the furnace. I understand. You take the test of binding his son, he had a choice. I understand. Aval b'shar nisyonot sheklal lo ayu b'yado, but other tests weren't his choice. He comes to Canaan and there's a famine. What choice did he have? He goes to Mitzrayim, they abduct his wife. What choice did he have? He's barren till he's 100 years old. What choice did he have? Oh, right. So that's כמו ויירא בארץ וכן ותוכח אישה בית פרעה ואת אבימלך, הרי לא הייתה לו ברירה אחרת, ומה הניסיון בזה? He had no choice. The majority of the tests were beyond his control. So what's the test? אלא עניין הניסיונות האלו הוא הקבלה באהבה. As Larry said, the question is, how do you accept life? There's a lot of life that's beyond our control, and that is the test. The test is what attitude will one have. כי אברהם אבינו לגודל אהבתו להשם יתברך. Because Avram, with his great love for Hashem, b'chol ma she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh imo tov lo. So he says, okay, this is the way Hashem is leading the show. It's good for me. Ko'omram lo'odia kama chibato shel Avram Avinu. Our sages said, he needed 10 tests to illustrate how much love Avram had for Hashem. That's what the test showed. Hainu kama gdola chibato ve'avato la'Hashem yitbarach, she'b'chol davar kivel et ratzon Hashem. That's the beautiful thing in the test, that he was willing to accept. If this is what Hashem wants, I'm happy with this too. ונמצא שכל הניסיונות הללו הם בדרגה שווה כמו ניסיון הורקסים והקידה. And then, if you view it that way, so then he did have free choice. A person always has a choice. How will he react to the hardships in life? So then they're as big as the test of urkasim, throwing him into the furnace, or the akeda, binding him. מה שיודע כי כל מה שהקדוש ברוך הוא עושה הוא מתנהג עמו טוב. That's Avram's recognition. He says, if Hashem's running it this way, this must be good. It's not easy. That's a real test. His wife is taken by the filthiest of men, and he's supposed to say, must be it's for the good. Not so simple. Avram Avinu. Ki mi derech hatov leitiv. So Avram Avinu says Hashem is good, and he who is good does good. A person has to be able to connect to the idea that in any direction that Hashem is dealing with him, that must be the best possible thing at this time. It could be if I did things better, it could be I could have set the scenario differently and there would have been a better good that could have happened. That's true. But right now, this is the best that could be. Even if a person doesn't understand it. And this goes back to our classes in the Intro to Judaism. You remember we have 7 basics in Judaism? 7 classes. So one of those classes was the balance between my what I do understand about Hashem and what I don't understand about Hashem. Maybe Basics in Judaism. It's in the Judaism 101 folder. 7 class series. I think Basic Jewish Philosophy. I think, yeah, you got to hear those. 7 basic classes on Jewish thought. Now, one of the important concepts is the balance between what we do know and don't know. Meaning Avraham Avinu can conceptualize, he can understand there's a creator, he is good, he runs the world. Now you grab Avraham Avinu before the binding of his son and you ask him, explain to me, if he's so good, why did he just tell you to slaughter your son? Avraham Avinu doesn't have an answer. Part of living in this world is living with questions. So the challenge is that I don't let the questions contradict what I do know. I come to a point where I can understand there's a creator and he's good and he wants what's good and he does what's good. And then I have to contend with life where things are bitter and difficult and I don't have answers. Wait a second. That's the greatness of Avraham Avinu. The capacity to go through the tests with love. Chibato shel Avraham Avinu. Vayetzer hara gadol vakashe biyoter hu beinyan ze. And in this area, that's where we have the biggest yetzer hara. I could do mitzvos, no problem. But when I put on my tefillin, I could think to myself, what in the world am I doing this for? Okay, he said it, I'm doing it. And we discussed Pascal's wager, you remember? Well, either there is a God or there isn't. If there is a God, so I make much more than if I've lived a moral life and there isn't. And very often people live life with Pascal's wager. Yes, that's a mathematician, Pascal, who wavered in life between being a mathematician and being a priest. He left off mathematics, then he came back, and then he became cynical, and then, yeah. So,
nothing to lose by being...
Right. I've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Right. So people can live all of life with Pascal's wager, but no. That's what he's saying. The great Yetzer Hara, the hardest Yetzer Hara, is to connect. To act, yeah, let me placate the gods. A lot of what we do can easily fall into that. Yeah, I come into Shmona Esrei, do I have any kavana? Lip service, no. That's the big Yetzer Hara. שיותר ממה שמפתה את האדם בקינה, תאווה וכבוד, מתגבר על יהודי שיהיה בלתי מרוצה מהנהגת הבורא. More than our desire, jealousy, promiscuity, honor, the greater Yetzer Hara is the Yetzer Hara to be dissatisfied with the way God runs the world, אשר זהו הפגם הגדול ביותר, which really affects everything, which is at the core of everything. Yes.
So we spent time with her, came back after being abducted by the Philistines, and she saw Avraham with a big smile on his face. Oh, I'm so happy that happened to you, and Borei Olam is doing his will. And she's supposed to be so completely happy with his response that, like, he's completely at ease, and he, like, was so happy that she got abducted because Borei Olam is doing his thing.
Multiple answers to the question.
To be like, oh, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so worried. No, I wasn't worried. I knew that, you know, what Borei Olam wanted, so whatever.
So Chazal say, Avraham Avinu was davening 3 days straight before the Akedah, and even when they went up there, he was crying, and Yitzhak was crying, and Avraham was crying, and Tov, this deserves a much longer class. That's the beautiful Rav Tzadok HaKohen about Simcha being in the heart. And is it Rav Tzadok HaKohen? Give me 1 second. It's not Rav Tzadok HaKohen. It is. I think the Medrash Lekach Tov. I have to look it up. Things in the Medrash Lekach Tov that he writes, Simcha is in the heart, Tzchok is on the face. A person can be sameach in the heart, but crying. Rabbi Akiva, it says, laughing, crying. What are you doing? I'm happy. Why are you crying? Avraham Avinu, the Medrash says, is going up there b'simcha to the Akedah, and yet the Medrash says he was crying. Yitzchak was crying. His tears mixed with Yitzchak's tears. On the moment I'm crying, the moment is difficult. I'm human. So on the moment I'm davening. It says, V'ani v'anar, nelecha atkov nishtachaveh v'nashuv alechem. What is nishtachaveh? Says the Pirkei Rav Eliezer. Nishtachaveh means to daven. So they went up there to daven. We say every fast day, Mishanat Avraham Avinu Baruch Moriyahu Yanenu. What's Mishanat Avraham Avinu? That means Avraham Avinu was davening. Mishanat Yitzchak Benok, Shnekad L'Gabem Zvech. What was he davening for? They didn't want this. They said, if Rabbon Shalom, this is what you want, we're happy doing it. We'll do it with the whole heart. But we're still going to daven that maybe you should want something else.
Isn't that like an excuse of why he's going up the mountain?
The Chazal say no. The Medrash says no in Pirkei Rav Eliezer. It says because he davened, things played themselves out differently. The Medrash says Avraham Avinu was davening when Sarah was abducted. Sarah was davening. So there are two levels. Internally, I can be at peace with Hashem. I can be happy because I know He's running the world and I know He's doing a good job. Externally, I have to contend with the moment. I don't like what's happening here. It's not fun for me, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to cry, and I'm going to daven to Hashem. Things should be different. And they don't contradict. The two work hand in hand. In all fairness, though, just as our goal here is to educate, not just to answer your question, there is a medrash that needs work. There is a medrash that when sorrow was by Paro or Avimelech davening, by Paro, I think the Medrash says, Sarah said to the Rabbonu Shalom, you told Avram, Lech Lecha, you told Avram, everything's going to be good, you should go up to Eretz Yisrael. So Avram has it good, he's getting all the gifts and the wealth, and I'm stuck in here. I went with your promise, Rabbonu Shalom. You said it, I did it, I did it, I'm suffering. How come I'm stuck in here and he's out there? The Medrash says, "Ani betocha spina, v'umichutza spina." I'm in the ship as it's sinking. He's out there having a blast. So obviously, Sarah wasn't saying he's having a blast. And obviously, that wasn't the train of thought. But on some level, Sarah did say that, and that's why the Rishonim point out the first time Avram says "Achosi," he asks Sarah. The second time, he doesn't ask Sarah. The first time he says, she's my sister, he asks her for permission. The second time he doesn't ask her for permission. She had no reason to grant it. She'd say, what do you mean? Look what happened the first time. But what choice did they have? So he did it anyway. וזה היה גודל החטא בפרשה זו. And that was the greatness of the sin in our parasha. שהיה ליבם חלוק על המקום. That in their hearts they disagreed with the Omnipotent. למרות שיש להם את כל צורכיהם, even though they had everything they needed. But their attitude was, we would have done it differently. וכנגד זה היה עונש. So corresponding to that was the punishment. You want to continue this? Yes? וכנגד זה היה עונש של וישלח השם בעם את הנחשים השרפים. Corresponding to that was the punishment that Hashem sent these serpents. The serpent represents that which is bad in the world. The root of all evil is the snake. And that is the idea also of the curse of the serpent. Avraham Avinu's greatness was that he loved Hashem. His love of Hashem was his acceptance that Hashem runs the world, even when I don't understand it. Am Yisrael's chet in our parasha was that Am Yisrael was not accepting how Hashem was running the world. They had everything they needed, but their attitude was, we would have done things differently. So what does Hashem send? The snake. What is the Navi saying, Yeshayahu, that the snake can eat the dust? The snake always has the food he needs. וכמו שביאר זאת מרן אדמו בבזיה בשם הגאון הצדיק כמו שמדנר זצן שאמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא שאינו רוצה שיבקש ממנו מזון בבחינת קח את לחמך והאפר שימצאו לך בכל מקום שאתה הולך ולא תצטרך לבקש, כי אני רוצה לשמוע את קולך. That's the famous pshat that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want to have nothing to do with you. Take it, you can have it. You can have as much food as you want. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to have anything to do with you. It's the worst thing you can tell a person. V'namu Chazal, our sages said, a fantastic medrash, the Gemara says in Tanis, it's quoted throughout the Midrashim, La'atid lavo, in the future, mitkapzot, ko uva'ot, kol achayot etzel anachash. All the wild animals come to the snake, v'omrim lo, and they say to him, Arid dores v'ochel. The lion attacks and eats. He consumes what he attacks. Ze'ev toref v'ochel. The wolf attacks and eats what he attacks. Every animal has a reason why he attacked. Ata, but you, the snake, you bite people, you kill people. Ma na yesh lecha? What do you benefit from that? Haynu shekol achayot tosot v'tofot etzoch machalan. Every other animal kills in order to eat. V'ilo anachash noshech bnei adam v'organ b'lo shum tzoch v'na'ah. But a snake kills people and doesn't eat them. Right? There's the medrash that shows up often. It's a gemara in Tanis. Haynu shanachash hu hara garo biyoter. And that's the idea we were just saying, that the snake is the most evil. Sha'arei yesh lo tamid ma le'echol, u'v'chol zot u'matil eres v'oreg bnei adam stam le'lo shum tzorech. He always has what to eat, and even so he goes and kills people without need. U'v'ze mitpate ha'ra shel ha'nachash, and here we see the expression of the wickedness of the snake. She'eino mekir tova ve'eino mistapek b'ma shenitan lo. What is the snake? He has no appreciation for what he has. He's never happy or appreciative for what he has. Ve'onish ze natan ha'kadosh b'chol yisrael midah k'neged midah. So what does Hashem send? Hashem doesn't send lions that'll eat them alive. He doesn't send bears, wolves. No. Hashem sends the snake who bites them for the sake of biting them. That's the snake. Zero appreciation, just to do harm. שהנחש מזונו מצוי לפניו תמיד, ובמקום להכיר טובה על כך, הרי הוא משחית ומראה בו יותו הרג הגרוע ביותר. Even though he has everything he needs, lack of appreciation leads him, he goes and inflicts harm and damage, and that's the idea that he is the worst of the animals. ודוגמה זה הוא החטא של ישראל שיש להם תמן לאכול, and that's the idea of where we were holding. Here we have the man to eat, והבאר לשתות and the well to drink from. ועם כל זה אינם מרוצים בהנהגתו יתברך, וטוענים כי אין לחם ואין מים. And even so, they're displeased. They say, Ribon Shom, no bread, no water. ובפרט זה חטאם חמור יותר מכל שאר החטאים של ישראל במדבר. And in this specifically, their sin was worse than all their other sins in the desert. שכאשר התלוננו על חסרון אוכל או מים, אין זה דומיה על די נחש. When they were complaining earlier, we need water, we need bread, that's not like the snake. Okay, they're hungry, they're thirsty. אבל כאן היה להם כל מחסורם, but here, that's what the Torah is saying. Now they did have what they needed. ואף על פי כן לא היו מרוצים והיה ליבם חלוק על המקום. And even so they were displeased, and they disagreed with the way God was running the world, שזה הפגם הגדול ביותר מה שיהודי אינו מקבל את רצון השם, איך שמתנהג עמו. When a Jew doesn't accept the way Hashem is running the world, והוא בדומה לנחש שאף על לחמו והורג בני אדם, אף שיש לו כל צוקו. And that's like the snake. We have one more section on the parsha, but maybe we'll leave that for later. Yeah.
One small question. Did the snakes only attack the people who were complaining, or?
That's what we would assume, but it doesn't say. I don't know. That's what we would assume.
I thought we know.